Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Salty Talk, RazRadioLive.com, SaltyTalkRadio.com. We have an interesting segment planned for everybody. Mr. Fish, I'm gonna bow back a little bit for everybody. Fish is taking the reins for the next little bit. And he's going to drive the boat, so I'm going to kick back, I'm going to mute out, I'm going to lay back, and I'm going to enjoy the show myself. Fish, it's all over you, buddy.
All right, thanks, bud. Last week I asked the listeners to actually watch the movie The Fifth Estate. And the reason I did that was most of them know a little bit about Julian Assange and his history. Well, probably not his history at all. They just know that he's involved with WikiLeaks. And I wanted them to understand some of the basic players and events that have happened in Assange's life. For today's show, is he a hero, or, as some believe, that he's actually a spy for the CIA? Today joins us General Sands from World Militia Public Television Network. And I've asked her on today to share some insight into the enigma of Julian Assange. How are you today, General?
I am very well, thank you. How are you today, Andy?
It's a beautiful day in Tennessee right now, and it's finally the way that it actually should be.
I lived a little bit in Nashville in the Anonymobile.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was during the winter. So it was really cold, but I was so the people in Nashville know Anonymobile. Unfortunately, I haven't been back to tell everyone that when I had the Anonymobile and was promoting WikiLeaks, I didn't know at that time that CIA runs WikiLeaks.
Now, I know you've done a lot of research, some of it, on Assange and a lot of other conspiracy theories. And I said, and some of it's dating back to even before Assange's birth. Many of those who listen to the show are, from time to time have actually put on tinfoil hats. And, we need, what we need today is some questions answered as to who he is and who he actually works for. And from what I understand, you will actually be able to provide us with some inside details.
Well, do you have questions you would like to ask me, how would you like to guide this? Because there's a lot of information out there.
There is, and I know we don't have a lot of time, and I do want to stay on track. So, the family. You feel that it was the family that actually exposed him to the CIA. Is that correct?
Yes. So this is what I believe in. Maybe first I should introduce myself as it relates to Assange. I was a supporter of Assange and Anonymous, and I got involved. And so I supported him very much for 7 years. And then I realized about a little over a year ago that CIA runs WikiLeaks. And so if you want to ask particularly, how do I think he got involved? I think he was born into it with the CIA's child abduction program, the MKUltra. In the United States, they call that the Finders, but in Melbourne in Australia, they call it The Family with Anne Hamilton Burns. So I believe he was born into that. I think that the 37 different schools he went to was just a cover up for his being in the CIA's LSD occult.
That was actually one of the questions that I had, was the 37 different schools. Was that while he was involved in, and a lot of the listeners may not even understand that The Family was a cult, was he involved in those 37 different schools from, his primary school days, or after he actually got out of The Family, which was I don't know, age of 13 or 14 years old. Is that correct?
I basically, they say that those were his younger years.
Okay.
And
so in the 12 years that most kids would go to school, he went to 37 different schools, basically changing a couple times each year.
I don't believe that. I think that they say that is to try to cover up the fact that he was really the whole time with the occult.
Well, that was kind of my thoughts when I heard because the number just seemed too outrageous, I guess is the best way. So
that's a way to hide him. Nobody can say, oh yeah, we remember him, because he was never anywhere long enough. Yeah. I don't even think it's his mother, because there's no pictures of him with her, Christine Ann Hawkins, whose family's traced back to Edinburgh, UK, which is where the UK Queen's husband is Duke. So the mother, Assange's so-called mother, is traced back to the UK Queen's husband's, you know, place of command.
So is there any actual proof that the family was involved with the CIA, you know, the cult? Family was involved.
Yes.
Would you like to, could you share a little bit with us on that?
If you want to go to perhaps the most recent events, which would be Anne Hamilton Byrne, the lady who ran it. Imagine a woman giving LSD to children, and it was, you know, there was sexual abuse, but she never was jailed. And she died in a Freemason hospital. They were all connected. We can get deeper, and I could probably, you know, guide the readers to links, but generally speaking, if they want to Google Julian Assange, the family, or Anne Hamilton Byrne, or CIA occult, there's a lot that will come up, but it's my belief from the research I've seen that it is definitely connected to the CIA and MKUltra.
Yeah, Assange allegedly hacked the Pentagon, is this correct, and DOD in 1991?
Right, well, sometimes it's better, it's good to have a bird's eye view.
Okay.
And so the bird's eye view I'd like to give everybody, there's a bullseye on it, and it's called Genie, G-E-N-I-E, energy. And the people involved in that company is Jacob Rothschild, his partner Rupert Murdoch, CIA Jim Wolfley, who busted Julian Assange around 1994-95. They actually say 96, but Wolfley was, you know, in that in 94-95 making it happen. Larry Summers, he was the head of the Treasury. Bill Richardson, he was governor of New Mexico. He's been busted for Bohemian Grove.
Right.
And Dick Cheney, who's with Bush at 9/11. So those are the people we're talking about with Genie Energy and the bullseye. And as you try to look, well, when you say somebody dirty, or, you know, they're working for the CIA, you've got to look at who they hang out with and who's paying them, where they're getting their money. Bertha Foundation has been funding Assange, and the guy founded a company called Robin Hood Holdings, and Jacob Rothschild bought it. I look at all the people that were promoting Assange, especially around, you know, with Pamela Anderson, to try to give him a boost. And it's always Murdoch and Rothschild. So those are the guys with Genie Energy. And these are the guys that were tied to 9/11. And as I studied Assange for 7 years, I realized he's got 9/11 written all over him. And so does WikiLeaks. And they're working for these people. So I'm of the opinion that Assange helped.
You've done a lot of research on the man. And, you know, he kind of went dark or quiet, I guess is the best way to say it, from, I don't know, say 92 or 93 until 99 when he started leaks.org. What was going on in those years?
Well, there was a company that Assange started. I like to look, because of the importance of 9/11 and Genie Energy and Assange working with those people. And again, when we talk about Rothschild and Murdoch, we're talking about George Soros and the Koch brothers, because they all worked together in Clinton. Well, so I like to focus my time around 1999, 2002, when 9/11 was going on. And Assange had this Earthman technology company, but now that's what he said he was busy on. But that company is dissolved, and it's scrubbed, so it's gone. And that's what he was doing. He's in those missing years right around 9/11. We know that Clinton was in Melbourne, where Assange says he was, on the morning of 9/11. We know Melbourne is where Murdoch is from, where the Vatican treasurer, Cardinal George Pell, is being busted from pedophilia is from. So there's right. A lot going on in Melbourne where Assange was. Again, Clinton was there the morning of 9/11. So I believe this whole time that Assange has been working for the CIA. I believe the CIA was behind 9/11 under the direction of Rupert Murdoch and Jacob Rothschild.
Well, we do have a lot of people that listen in, and you know they know that or they believe, they truly believe that 9/11 was an inside job, and you're saying that Assange was a part of the whole organization for 9/11.
Well, if the listeners could go to julianpaulassange.com. Which is a website I created to document facts. Well, there's a chart there. It's called General Sands Proves CIA Runs WikiLeaks. And if we could really grasp the repercussions mm-hmm. of that, right, you know, with the DNC leaks, what people may not understand is, oh, Trump versus Clinton. Well, they're both CIA, and they're involved in a fake fight. Assange works with Clinton and Trump. There's a lot of, so if you go to the chart, you'll start to see why I'm saying these things. If again, at julianpaulassange.com. On the right-hand side of the chart, about halfway down the column, you'll see a lot of references to 9/11. Mm-hmm. Now, Murdoch was busted for hacking the 9/11 and the 7/7 victims. I think Assange helped him. Reubacher, Rep. Dana Reubacher, who's a pal of Putin and Assange, he led the bin Laden special op and also the Oklahoma City bombing investigation, which we know was a Clinton. Clinton pulled off the Oklahoma City bombing to cover up for Whitewater. We keep going down on the chart. WikiLeaks leaked 9/11 Red Cell. They leaked 9/11 pagers. When I say 9/11 Kenya Crowell, WikiLeaks got started in Kenya in Obama's father's hometown. That's where he kind of got his big first mm-hmm. push. And he changed an election there with some data leaked by Crowell. That's why I call 9/11 Kenya Crowell. Kroll was also a company involved in the 9/11 attacks. Now, Assange's WikiLeaks, they triggered the hoax, 2011 Bin Laden hoax raid. Because remember, mm-hmm. Bin Laden was dead since 2001, but it was because of WikiLeaks that this fake hoax raid came along. WikiLeaks is lying about Bin Laden's actual 2001 death. They say, oh, it was 2011, and it wasn't. Assange's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, who's also pedophile Jeff Epstein's lawyer, the guy was busted in Lolita Express with Trump and Clinton. So Assange's lawyer is this guy Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz. He had three friends on the 9/11 commission. There's only 11 people on it. all of Assange's friends are 9/11 lives, especially all those on the Courage Foundation. You know, Grateful Dead, John Perry Barlow, Electronic Frontier Foundation, the guy that coined the term cyberspace. He told me, you know, he told me some stuff that was lies about 9/11. Same with Oliver Stone. He's covering up Amy Goodman, Democracy Now! They're covering up Glenn Greenwald. Assange's friends are 9/11 liars. And that's Assange's lawyer. I'll be done like maybe 20 seconds with this little thing and that. I apologize. But Assange's lawyer in Washington, D.C., Barry J. Polak, he's the lawyer for the U.S. War Courts Chief Defense Counsel. He's got more access to top secret 9/11 documents than even the judge in Guantanamo has. Assange's UK lawyer, Gareth Pierce, freed Osama bin Laden's right-hand man. I mean, that's just 9/11. I got so much on Assange connecting him to Clinton and the UK royals.
Yeah.
That it's beyond any doubt Assange is not working for us, he's working for them.
Well, you know, there's kind of a turning point in his leaking of the information, you know, being close to whistleblowers. So your contention is actually that he created WikiLeaks to honey trap, I guess is the best way to say it, for
Michael
the whistleblowers. Bring him in.
Michael Hastings.
And then I can let the governments know, or I can let the United States government know, these things are coming out and they can adjust their plan accordingly. But I guess the big question in all this, and this is still what I really don't understand about Assange, is the Manning leak. You know, this is actually when the United States government got involved on a world stage, you know, a public stage for everybody to see, when he did the whole Manning leak. And, you know, to me, it was kind of a turning point in his, if he is an asset for the CIA, his ability to be an asset, because he turned against the government. And even his partner Berg kind of turned his back on him because he overstepped. And if you're going to bite the hand that feeds you, what happened in his mind, do you believe, that caused him to turn against the government that he was actually working for?
Well, see, I don't think he has yet. I think he's still working for him. There's a saying that says you got to sweeten poison for people to swallow. Or I think in the Christian faith, that Satan puts a little bit of truth in every lie to tickle itching ears. Because you wouldn't fall for the trap unless you thought it was really authentic. I mean, unless you thought he was legit, you would never go to him. So I think they're gonna throw in some stuff to sweeten the honey pot. But when you look at who he's, when you look at what he's doing, for me, 9/11 is a compass of truth. You know, if you're going to wrap your head around anything, you better wrap around 9/11 and what happened. And you look at his position there, and he's not on board with 9/11 truthers. So I don't think he's legit even yet. If he were, like, for example, the same with Trump. If Trump were honest with us, he would have told us no plane hit the Pentagon on 9/11. I mean, I was there talking to the groundskeeper. I got pictures from the FBI. We know no plane hit the Pentagon on 9/11. And then Assange is covering that up.
Assange is covering up, but, you know, you just alluded to Trump. Now, Trump hasn't made a public statement about it. Is that correct?
Trump lied about where he was on 9/11. He was in Florida with Bush, where all the terrorists were carrying out the final plans. They were in Florida. So Trump said he was someplace else, but he said he was in New York City, but he wasn't. There's no pictures of him. There's no releases, nothing. It took him like 3 days to to get this. So why would Trump lie? Now, remember, Trump's best friend is Murdoch. They go golfing. Murdoch is the guy who was behind 9/11 with Rothschild. Trump is with them. Larry Silverstein, his best friend, collected $4.5 billion for 9/11.
I think a lot of our listeners today will benefit from your website as they go in and look at some of the, because General, you've done tons of references, you know, research, and you know,
there's 1,000 citations on that one page.
Yeah. But
when is enough?
Going back to Assange now, you know, the situation that he's actually in. You sent me a message today that, and I caught it on Reddit as well, that the Ecuadorian embassy has shut him down, according to the news, shut him down from his Twitter account. I do know that he was pretty dark on WikiLeaks since the end of the year last year. And then your comment back after I said he won't be listening today was actually that it was a hoax, that he wasn't shut down.
Remember, Snowden was a hoax. 99.95% of those docs we never got. You can look at the signs in WikiLeaks as the CIA is a glorified garbage man. They get rid of the stuff everybody already knows, and they dump it, and so people go, ooh. But really, everybody really knew all that. So he's just a glorified garbage man for the CIA. In terms of Ecuador, U.S. CIA has been deep inside Ecuador for at least 50 years. So we can't really say that whatever Ecuador says or whatever the U.K. says, because we know the U.K. is in bed with the U.S. And the Queen and Rothschild and Murdoch. So what? Being shut down. Well, I think it's a hoax. I think it's an absolute hoax. Until Assange comes clean on 9/11, we can't trust him.
So that's the hitch pin right there for you, is 9/11. And he's not, you're claiming that he's not who some of us would actually think he is. You know, that he's not a hero.
That agreed. He's not who he says he is.
Let me ask you one other thing, because this is the one that creates the situation that he's in. Are the charges against him, you know, the sexual misconduct, the rape, you know, from Sweden, are they true?
No, because Anna Ardeen and Sophia Willen are both CIA informants. So they worked with Assange to create this drama. So they were just part of a hoax plot. He didn't rape anybody. Those were his colleagues. And that's why he defended them all these years. You would think, why did you defend the accusers? Well, they were never accusers. Yeah. They were set up by the police. Baloney. Sophia Lillen's been silent all these years, disappeared 7 years, and he's still defending a silent woman? Yeah, come on. It doesn't make any sense.
We got a message coming in from one of our listeners asking about the collateral murder, 2007 pre-Manning. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that was the video that came out that made Manning famous. Now remember, Army paid for Manning's sex change. Manning is out. Manning's run for Senate. Manning has benefited. They say that Manning was tortured. Do we really know that? No. We weren't there. Manning works with Assange. So Snowden's free. Manning's free. The guy that they, Adrian Lamo, who ratted on Manning, he's dead. And he didn't, he was suspect of WikiLeaks fundings, which I tied to Jacob Rothschild through Robin Hood Holdings. So I got to believe Adrian Lamo, because he's dead, and he was right about WikiLeaks funding not being kosher. So no, it was just a hoax. They just create a lot of drama, is what they do to try to build up their story. But they caught a lot of people, and they caught me for 7 years until I started going, wait a minute, U.S. Army Dan Summer is Assange's bodyguard? Who's Dan Summer? Well, he's the bodyguard for the U.S. Secretaries of State, for the U.S. Embassy, and for U.S. and U.K. ambassadors. And then, I mean, the list goes on. Look at the chart. He's so deep in with these bad guys that there's no way that he can't deceive me anymore. There's just no way.
So if Julian is actually listening today as we wrap down the last few minutes of the interview, is there anything specific that you would like to say to him? Because I've read a lot of your Facebook posts, and I suspect that there's a little bit more. Oh, well, they're asking, man, they're just blowing up Twitter right now. I can't keep track of everything. Ask about Seth Rich is one of the questions.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you, Michael Hastings, last guy Seth Rich talked to was WikiLeaks, dead. Adrian Lama, dead. Michael Hastings, last person he talked to, dead. Jennifer Robinson, right? She's the one that works for Bertha Foundation, who is funded by Rothschild through Robin Hood Holding. So, yeah. Did Assange know they were going to kill all these people like John Jones and Hampstead? I don't know.
Let me ask you, General, are you at any time ever afraid for your life?
Oh, they tried to kill me before, but the reason I'm not is because I believe in the Most High, in the Creator, and Jesus Christ is my Lord. And I've sacrificed everything, and I trust my life to Him. And this is this is a really big battle here, but it's about truth setting us free. It's about the wicked and the evil hiding under secrecy. And it's about us taking a brave, bold stand. It's the time is now. They can't get away. I've already uncovered that CIA runs WikiLeaks. There's no question. So we're going to put that out there. And people, because a million mass march is pretty big, 900 cities weekly, they're not going to get away with this. And when it comes, down to really do I want to say anything to Assange? Yeah, he was born a victim. And there's mercy for everybody. We need a guy like him on our side because he knows the workings, the inside workings. That he also probably knows who might be sorry, who wishes they never did it. And we need somebody like that on our side. He was born into it. He was a victim.
So to sum it up, you'd actually like to turn Julian Assange to actually be on our side and not be the figurehead of heroism that he is to a lot of people, because he really is, to come out there and actually say, post up some of the stuff, us believing that it's, that he delved into, the governments and shared the information. And in reality, he was just, like you said, the garbage dump. We would like to use his contacts and his information in the real world to let us know what the real story is all about. Is that correct?
For sure. But the only way that I could ever trust him is if he came clean on 9/11 and busted Murdoch and Rothschild, who are the people who pay him and people who work. He works for them. So until he busts those, his bosses, Murdoch and Rothschild, for 9/11, he unfortunately is not trustworthy.
I gotcha. And I do have one last question for one of our listeners is, how did they try to kill you?
I was in the Anonymobile. You could go to anonymobile.com and see where I drove this RV. I was driving out of Washington after occupying, well, after a one-year tour. I took that tour to Nashville and then Washington. And as the night I was driving out of town, I was in Alexandria. And they cut the steering, the brakes. I got 1 hour out of town. I didn't have any steering. I didn't have any brakes in that big, huge thing. It was only by the grace of God that I stopped it. And then when I got back in to start it, I had no, I was going like just a couple miles an hour because I just started it, but, and then realized I didn't have any steering or brakes. And the house that I was staying at, I left in the middle of the night. It was midnight. Nobody knew I was leaving. I just got mad about something and I just took off. That, so at Alexandria Police Department that next morning called me up and told me that everybody's vehicles were vandalized, place where I was. I didn't realize that place where I was, guy's dad works for CIA, and he does contracting work for Carlyle Group, which is the President's Club, and those are the guys that are working with Murdoch and Rothschild. I mean, we know Clinton was in the White House in 1993, World Trade Center bombing, right. 2001. She set it up. They set it up. Those people are operating in broad daylight. And, but they're just lying. So you can't follow what they say. You got to follow who they hang out with. And when you know they're all sleeping with each other, like Murdoch's ex, Wendi Deng sleeping with Tony Blair, he's of course 9/11 guy, and Putin. Bush said Putin was his best friend on 9/11. And they're all connected to pedophilia. Putin, Trump, Clinton, Prince Andrew.
Yeah, we actually touched on some of that earlier in the show when we were talking about taking kids from the home and then getting them in the sex trade, I guess is the best way to say it, because that's really what happens when these child protective services or Department of Child Services or whatever it is, they actually do, you know, they've proven that, you know, in different states that this happens. You know, I know that pedophilia would be a topic, a very long topic for another show. Probably.
Well, they're all connected to that. That's what they did with the Assange. But that's how they keep their people loyal. Operation Hydrant, remember, 400 celebrity pedophiles. It's Scotland Yard. We're talking people like Angelina Jolie, Nicole Kidman. Jolie likes to cut during sex. Nicole Kidman's dad was Ninth Satanic Circle. As soon as he got busted, he got killed. Johnny Depp, you know, vampire. There's a lot of, there's 400 of them, celebrities.
This is actually pedophiles. This is actually the very first question that I wrote down as I was reading and going through. I want to say it. Let me see if I say it right. WMPTN.com, is that correct?
Right, World Militia right? Public Television Network, correct.
Right. One of the first questions that I actually had, and you kind of alluded to it, and I wrote down the family, you know, for my notes for today's show, versus the British town of Telford and the Norway town that actually of 2,000 people that had 151 sexual abuse cases that have come out over the last few years, and it's gone on for decades. And I wanted to know if you had any information on Telford itself being connected to the pedophilia ring, or even the city. And I can't, you know, I have to apologize. I don't have the city's name in front of me in Norway that had so many issues.
I haven't researched Telford and Norway, but I know that Pizzagate's real. I know that Assange was stole.
Yeah, Telford. Just a real quick summary is a city in Great Britain that is for the last 40 to 50 years has covered up the child molestation, the trading off of children and everything else, and the British government has refused or has been unable to get involved in the whole thing. The police department, the school department, the child services department, everybody else has covered it up, you know, and it's 40 years now. And it's finally starting to break. And, you know, as some of the elections were happening in Britain, they kind of backed off the whole thing. This just seemed, you know, as I was watching your segment on the family, one of the news productions that you had, it kind of triggered that in my head that, you know, yeah, again, this is going on all around the world, all the time, and everybody's covering it up.
It's how they keep control of the people. They get them when they're little. You remember the one thing, you know, God said, there's no religion. So the true religion is looking after orphans and widows. So what do these guys do? They make wars to make orphans and widows. And what do they do with the orphans? They take them and they, like Marilyn Monroe, who's with Lockheed. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and they make them, you know, they make them celebrities. I mean, who are they? Well, Disney, Freemason, Warner Brothers, Freemason. Murdoch is dying, giving all his stuff to Disney. They just had 35 pedophiles busted at Disney. But if you get back to the UK, they're the child abuse capital of the world. 1,000 kids taken out of their homes monthly, just stolen. And everybody's freaking out. You government stealing the kids. So we look at Hampstead. That's where I was in jail when I went to the UK for protesting baby eating. HampsteadChristchurch.com. That's one of the channels on WMPTN.com. So I was in front of Assange's in London and they arrested me and took me to jail for the weekend. But they really do kill and eat babies. They do it in castles. I mean, have you ever seen the video of Nicole Kidman? Again, she's Murdoch's. She's godparent to some Murdoch kids.
Actually,
and
believe
she
it or
eats,
not, I watched.
She eat live bugs. Live bugs.
Yeah, I watched that. Yeah, I actually caught that. I caught that video, and Nicole Kidman eating live bugs, and she didn't look much different than, yeah, some of the other stuff
okay.
that I see.
Yeah.
Well,
and
listen,
they say
general stance.
At Rothschild's house. Yeah.
You got some parting words for us. You know, I know we're going to be going on break here in just a second, and you know, I really enjoyed you joining in today. I know that I've got a lot of positive tweets and messages on Facebook today from you joining us. And do you have anything to part with?
Yeah, do I have time for a 30-second prayer? Do I have time for a 30-second prayer?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Dear Lord, we lift up Julian Assange to you. Father, you know his heart. Angels, we send you to protect him. Father, may he know that we know he was a victim. May he come to the fullness of your love and light. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Where can everybody find
you,
General?
Thank you so much.
All of your contact information, your website, your Twitter stuff, all that kind of good stuff. Where we can get you?
WMPTN.com. They can also go to millionmaskmarch.com.org.net. That's all me. They can go to julianpaulassange.com, occupycia.com, pamanderson.org. OverthrowUSGov.org. I mean, there's a lot, but you could go to WMPTN, this World Militia Public Television Network. And but really, just start out at JulianPaulAssange.com. That would be the good one. And there is one I want to bring to attention, PentagonMoney.com. That's another one of my channels, PentagonMoney.com. And that'll show you the pictures to prove no plane hit Pentagon. And the last thing I want to say, JackieShotJFK.com. That's mine too. You can see the bullet I found leaving her hand going into JFK's head. So you can hear anything you want to hear, but I showed you the bullet. JackieShotJFK.com. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have a Twitter that people could find you or not?
Well, I had 50 Twitters and I had a million tweets, but they've frozen them all. So.
Oh. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Captain, or I'm sorry, General Sands, for being part of the show today. I know I'm sure Fish will back me when I say it has been an overwhelming response. Everybody was very happy to hear you today, and loads of questions. I wish we had more time because there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questions flying in on the Twitter box. All right. The personal messenger stuff is coming. Man,
let's do it again.
Most definitely. We'll have to do this again. So, thank you so much for calling. In the meantime, though, we're running way late. We got to take a quick break, boys and girls. Put the screws in your shoes. Salty Talk. We'll be right back. Thank you, dear. Have a great night.
Thank you.
You're listening to Salty Talk.
Independent surveys show that Salty Talk is cheaper and easier to listen to than most other streaming radio shows. For example, if PBS.org is and HouseLive.gov is, Salty Talk is, or something like that, anyways.
Based on randomly made up survey information and data extrapolation out of thin air.
Salty Talk. Add a little salt to your life.